Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hi, friends. You're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams. If you bought my award-winning book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, first of all, I want to say thank you. If you read it, you know the first chapter is titled, What's Your Money Mindset? I've gotten so much excellent feedback about that chapter that I thought it would be great to do a show about it. I made the topic of mindset the first chapter of my book for a reason. Your attitudes and psychology around money really do affect how you handle it and how much of it you have. In this podcast, I'll discuss what a money mindset is, where it might come from, and how it can be the key to accomplishing your financial goals. I don't have enough time in the podcast to cover everything, so at the end of the show, I'm going to give you information about a special live teleseminar that I'm giving where you'll learn specific techniques and tools that you can use right away to improve your money mindset. Stay tuned for where to go for that free resource. The term money mindset may seem a little nebulous, so I want to pin it down for you. Your money mindset is how you think about money. Your thoughts about money are incredibly powerful. And that's why it's so important to pay close attention to them and to change them when they don't help you accomplish your goals. Here are a few simple examples to help you figure out your money mindset. Number one, you start thinking about a great party that you've been invited to and how you just don't have the perfect thing to wear. After work, you immediately go to the mall and end up buying an expensive pair of trendy new jeans that you can't afford. Number two, you believe that you aren't smart enough to get a better paying job, so you end up spending years making less money than you could. And three, you believe that you can't cut your spending enough to save for retirement, and you never get around to building wealth for your future. If you altered your mindset to remember how many great outfits you already have in your closet, to be aware of how much talent you have, or to decide that there are plenty of ways to make room in your budget for a monthly contribution to a retirement account, that would be the first step to making better financial decisions, right? I know you get this. The actions you take don't just come from thin air. They originate from your thoughts. Having a poor mindset can be the reason you end up making all kinds of bad money moves, like going deep into debt, not paying bills on time, dipping into retirement savings, and hanging on to losing investments, just to name a few. Financial problems creep up when you're stuck in bad patterns of behavior, like spending more than you make or falling prey to risky investments. Sometimes, your money mindset cripples you the most when it causes you not to do something, like never getting around to saving for emergencies or creating a budget. So be sure to choose your thoughts about money carefully and ditch the ideas or thoughts that are not aligned with your financial goals. It's easy to make money mistakes, but it can be tough to figure out why you make them, why you have a poor money mindset to begin with. Where mindset comes from is an interesting topic because many people inherit their relationships with money from their parents or close relatives. How we relate to money on a psychological level begins to take shape early in life. For instance, if your family was affluent and always wanted to project an image of wealth with fancy cars or expensive brands, you might still believe that a materialistic lifestyle is important for your self-esteem, even if you can't afford it. Or perhaps your family was constantly fighting about how to spend money or pay the bills when you were young and impressionable. That could have caused you to subconsciously pick up a feeling that money is the reason for problems in life, or that it's a destructive force in relationships. Maybe someone even told you that money doesn't grow on trees, or money is the root of all evil. I've seen these issues cause people to never build wealth and to prevent talented folks from charging what they're worth in business, for instance. These types of mental roadblocks are why it's important to examine your mindset and consider whether your thought processes around money are the ones you really want or whether they need to be reformed. The reason I covered the topic of money mindset at the very beginning of my book is because it's the foundation for everything that happens in your financial life. The surprising thing is that even if you learn a ton about personal finance and make plenty of money, you can still make devastating financial mistakes over and over. So having a solid money mindset is the foundation on which it's possible to build lasting wealth.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I want to reiterate that having a poor money mindset has nothing to do with how smart you are or how much money you make. I know plenty of people who are managing their money brilliantly on very moderate incomes. They simply make deliberate, conscious decisions with their money that match the outcomes they want for themselves and their families. Your mindset and any resulting bad financial habits that are holding you back from being a better money manager can be fixed. Raising your awareness about negative thoughts you may have about money is half the battle. The rest of the battle is deciding to make positive changes, seeking the financial knowledge you need, and taking action. This is such an important topic that I want to give you much more about how to shift your money mindset and improve your financial behaviors and results. So join me on a free teleseminar that I'm giving on May 24th called Money Mindset Solutions: 5 Ways to Transform Your Finances Now, where we'll have more time to cover specific techniques and tools. To learn more, visit moneymindsetsolutions.com. Everyone who registers will receive a free recording of the call in case you can't make the live event or are learning about this teleseminar after May 24th. Again, sign up for the free event or to receive the recording at moneymindsetsolutions.com. If you enjoy the Money Girl podcast, I think you'll like my book, Money Girl: Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. You can download 2 free chapters at smartmovestogrowrich.com. For more money tips, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter. Follow me on Twitter. My username there is Laura Adams with no space. And join the Money Girl Facebook page. You can submit your money questions through social media or email me at money@quickanddirtytips.com. As always, you'll find a transcript of the show in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.